How do you create and use positive self-talk? Number one, be specific. The wheel of change always turns in the direction of what you put into your mind. So be specific in the focus of your self-talk. Specifically state what you want to expand into your life. You can't go to a destination that you don't have, and you can't hit a target that you can't see. Name your exact destination and state your specific target in order to achieve the desired result. No matter how fast you run, if it's in the wrong direction, you will never reach your dreams. So make sure that you're running in the right direction. Number two, be positive. The focus of your mind expands into your life. If you want to have a positive life, you must focus on positive things. If you state your self-talk in negative terms, you are still focusing on the negative. If you state self-talk in positive terms, you have a new positive focus that makes you into a positive person. Positive self-talk is about where you are going and not about where you have been. It's about your new life rather than your old life. If you struggle with addictions, you need to say, "Free at last, thank God Almighty, I'm free at last," rather than saying things like, "I won't drink alcohol or abuse meth any longer." The first statement focuses on freedom, and the second statement focuses on addiction. You want freedom to expand into your life, so make freedom your mental focus. If you are involved in abusive relationships, you must say, "I will treat my family with love and respect," rather than, "I won't abuse my family any longer." The first statement focuses on love and respect, and the second focuses on abuse. You want love and respect to expand into your family life, so focus on love and respect. Number three, use the language of the mind. Say it, see it, and feel it are the superheroes of the mind. They speak the language of the mind, and if you want to send your mind a message, then you need to use the correct language. You can change who you are by changing what you say when you talk to your mind. To change your world, you must change your words. Your words are the steering wheel for your life, and you must say words that take you where you want to go. Your mind is listening to what you say all the time, so give your mind a positive message. You have a lot of things to discuss with your mind, and you need to speak words of faith and hope. You must say things like, "I am an unstoppable, consistently positive, endlessly persistent doer of dreams. If I really want to be positive, nobody can stop me. I can change who I am by changing what I say when I talk to my mind." Visualization lets you see your future before it actually happens. Sometimes you look with your eyes, and at other times you look with your mind. Visualization is looking with your mind. What you look at expands into your life. If you are smart, you will advertise your dreams to yourself by displaying their pictures where you can constantly see them. The more you look at them, the stronger the dreams become and the more influence they have on your destiny. Sometimes it's impossible to create and display a picture of your dreams because an image doesn't exist. That's where visualization comes in. It lets you see things in your mind's eye that you can't see with your physical eyes. Looking with your mind's eye, that is visualization, has nearly the same power as looking at an actual photograph. For all practical purposes, your brain doesn't distinguish between an image that you see with your eyes from one that you visualize in your mind. Emotion is the glue that makes sights and sounds stick in your heart and mind. The power of positive emotion indelibly imprints positive changes into your heart. When you think positive thoughts, they trickle down into your heart to create positive emotions. When you advertise your dreams to yourself, your heart responds with positive emotions. The more powerful the emotion, the stronger the dreams are embedded in your heart and mind. Number four, create a neuroassociation that triggers positive self-talk many times each day. A neuroassociation is a form of instant positive thinking. When you trigger a neuroassociation, you instantly create a positive mind. Put your right hand in your pocket and say, an ounce of action is more powerful than a megaton of fear. If you do this enough times, you will discover that every time you put your right hand in your pocket, those words will instantly pop into your mind. Anytime you feel afraid, you can take action and send fear packing by simply putting your right hand into your pocket. That's how easy it is to make a positive neural association. If you want to increase the effectiveness and power of your positive self-talk, you simply create and trigger dozens of positive neuroassociations to instantly push your mind in a positive direction. Number 5, repeat your positive self-talk until your mind repeats it back to you. How long should you repeat positive self-talk? You should repeat it until your mind repeats it back to you. Once it becomes an automatic thought, you have embedded a new way of thinking into your mind. But don't stop there. You're just getting started. Pick another affirmation and embed it into your mind. If you do it again and again, it won't be long before you become a new person with a new life. There is no limit to how good your life can become as long as you continue to put positive things into your mind. And number 6, overwhelm your mind. A positive mind isn't an accident. It's something that you do on purpose. The war for a positive mind is fought on the battlefield of focus. You need to have a persistently positive focus so that you can create a consistently positive mind. You have the power to have a positive mind and a positive life. All you need to do is overwhelm your mind with a positive focus every day, all day long. It's just that simple and just that hard. Positive persistence must become the theme of your life. Remember, if you want to have a positive mind, nobody can stop you.